Now, good morning. There had been a warning over the weekend for strong winds, and the strong winds did bring down another one of the famous Dark Hedges trees. I want to speak to Bob McCallion, who's keeping an eye on the Dark Hedges since he was a boy. Bob, good morning.
Good morning again, Frank.
Bob, thanks for joining us on the programme. Just put me in the picture, Bob. Before Game of Thrones, before everyone wanted to go to see the Dark Hedges, sporadically and irregularly, did they come down in storms? You know, when I was in my 30s and 40s as opposed to in my 50s?
Yeah. Actually, Frank, they've been coming down the storms for many, many years. The locals will tell you this. Yes. The tree that came down, actually, I mean, we've had fairly strong winds over the last few months, but it all depends on the direction of the wind and, you know, how it, where the wind catches a tree. And unfortunately, yesterday, or whenever, in the middle of the morning or the night, it caught one of the bigger trees at the bottom, and actually uprooted it, but luckily the tree fell into the field. So I think the conditions were, well, just the wrong conditions for the tree. The other thing about it is that, and you won't see this in the media, that there was another tree brought down very, very close to it in front of Grace Hill House, which is another large beech, which is probably not quite as old as the ones at the Dark Hedges. You know, and that has never appeared in any newspapers. But to answer your question, yeah, they have been coming down.
Yeah, the reason I asked the question, we tend to think it's the coach parties and the tourists and the footfall that didn't exist before Game of Thrones that's really interfering with nature. Or is it? What's your opinion?
I honestly think it is. Now, just an example, we did post a video on our Save the Dark Hedges Facebook page 2 years ago, where at the base of that very tree that fell, there was about a foot carved off the verge one Easter, and also some heavy vehicle had gone over the top of it, and the video clearly shows that one of the roots had been severed. So the wind did bring the tree down, Frank, but to be honest with you, who knows? The fiasco is still going on down there. There are still vehicles accessing that tree tunnel. There's damage to the verges. The road condition is absolutely abysmal. There's potholes the size of, 5 foot long. There's water ingress into the roots of the trees. And the whole saga keeps going on. And there's no way, having studied those trees over many years, I cannot say, I will say that is having an impact on those beaches. And unfortunately, what is happening now is there's actually limbs of the trees and bits of the trees coming down when there isn't anyone, but these sometimes fall on the road. There's been high level damage caused to them, weakness, but you won't really see anything about this because that's cleared up very quickly, and you know there's nothing appears. It's not a full tree; it's a limb. It'll be a large limb.
And so, when a limb falls off one of the Dark Hedges, do people just come along and throw it in the back of the car? Do they take it home for firewood, or do they keep it as a collector's item? What's the attitude towards the Dark Hedges from local people up there?
The local landowners who are probably the more functional members of the Dark Hedges Preservation Trust, the farmers still own the trees, and my interpretation is of it, Frank, that if anything comes down, they are entitled to those branches. And I know some people come and offer, the farmer will offer them bits. I mean, there's a chap makes wooden bowls and pens and things from them. I mean, that's not a problem because you're actually recycling. And there's a lot of rumours down there about people coming and sawing branches off the trees and tourists. I have never seen that. They don't really have to do that, you know. The farmers are quite willing to let people have souvenirs, small ones or large ones. And I think there's been donations made to the Dark Hedges by businesses who want to use the trees as for products, which is fair enough.
Yeah, and of course, when they do fall, they're made into these special doors and whatever. There's a recent, I should say, as opposed to a long history, there's a recent history of trying to make as many mementos as possible to keep the tourist industry vibrant. Can the agencies, those who have, you know, some sort of statutory duty to look after the area? You mentioned that the potholes, you mentioned the state of the road, there's of course the signage, there's the imposing of the laws that are described by the signage. Could more be done to ensure that those trees are as sturdy and as erect as they possibly could be in the future? Or is it fait accompli whereby over the next 20 years they're probably all going to fall down?
Well, I mean, there's trees in England. There's an oak tree in Wales that's been preserved for 500 years. If there's a will, there's a way. Actually, it's not that there is actually very, very little or nothing being done down there by the statutory bodies. And this is a fact which you won't see anywhere we're mentioned. The Dark Ages were never considered a tourist attraction years ago because they didn't have any infrastructure or parking. Now, over the years, since about 6 years ago, the people that own the hotel and the house, the house has only been owned recently, but by one person and the hotel within the last 3 years or so, or a couple of years, but they have been building infrastructure on their side of Ballinlea Road to provide facilities for people, parking, Woodland Pass, signage. I could go on. The guy there has spent thousands of pounds. Now, there's an issue that why is there nothing being done on Breggan Road where the trees are? The reason for that, Frank, is because if the statutory authorities and the trust do something, they are seen to be encouraging people to cross a main road to get from the car parks to the Dark Hedges. Now, the fact that most of the people do that already is quite a fact, but this could have been solved years ago by putting a simple pedestrian crossing across that road into a path in one of the fields, and then, you know, pedestrians would walk to the Dark Hedges. That is sort of morphed now into, believe it or not, the chap who owns the Dark Hedges estate, and I mean, I'm in contact with him quite a lot. He has offered to build an underpass on East Ballinlea Road, and that, to be honest with you, Frank, has been hailed as a magic solution to the problems of the Dark Hedges. But a lot can be done down there on a daily basis, but everybody seems to be waiting on this. I don't even know when the completion... The planning permission has been granted for the underpass, and it's going to be like there's going to be a themed visitor attraction. But, I mean, I was down yesterday, and the cars are whizzing up and down by me. There was television crews. There was people walking quite safely from the car parks. But it's this sticking point about crossing the road. But while that has been going on for at least six or seven years, the Dark Hedges have literally been ruined to the point that I consider that they're beyond saving. And I think they are just dangerous. And that is not a popular opinion among the statutory bodies, so that's the state of play at the minute.
You're not suggesting they should be taken down, are you?
No.
You're suggesting they should be, work should be done to save them. If they're dangerous, you know, if any tree's dangerous, there's an argument that you should take it down. But you want work done that absolutely secures the rootage of the tree.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we've got, you know, if we can't save them, we've got to try and protect the public. We've got to try and do something to stop the damage from cars still park up there. The place is like the local name for the Dark Hedges is Clabber Street because it's such, you know, the road is virtually impassable in places sometimes because it's flooded from one side to the other. What is happening?
I'm still trying to work out in my head. Maybe everyone else got that apart from me. Why Traverse Street?
No, sorry, Clabber, C-L-A-B-B-E-R.
Oh, Clabber, Clabber, right,
yes.
Now I got
yes,
you.
That's
now.
Another, I thought you might appreciate that. I mean, there used to be a street in Ballymena here back in the 50s called Alexander Street, and it got the nickname of Clabber Street because it was just clabber, muck, and water, and people, you know, and just like more or less a slum. The Dark Hedges are, I mean, it's absolutely atrocious. I mean, I wish some... I just wish somebody would go down with a TV camera and spend about an hour with me and just go over some of the points. There's about 30 different issues at the Dark Age. None of them are too serious, but unless these are tackled on a daily basis, we're going to be talking about the same thing next year. Now, I'm trying to determine when this underpass is to be finished, but the claims that are being made for this underpass, that it will solve the traffic and encourage people, traffic problems, to park in the car park, I think is absolute nonsense. There's another issue which has developed. There's now cars who won't use the facilities, but they won't go up Brega Road. And particularly coaches who won't pay a fee to park, they are parking on the lower junction, around the lower junction, and there has been accidents there in the autumn. And the locals are tearing their hair out, and the locals keep contacting me. I have told them to go and see their local councillor, and I've written to the local councillor about potholes, etc. But until, you know, the whole thing just spreads out from the Dark Ages and gets worse and worse, but we don't really get any cooperation. I mean, the signage is still very, very, I consider not to be 100%. But, you know, you can ask the question why this isn't being done, and I've just explained there about this crossing of Valinlea Road. I mean, that to me, should never have been an issue. I don't know anywhere in the world, Frank, where you go to an attraction where you have to park in a hotel car park. There should be a dedicated car park for that site.
It is a very, very good point, Bob. It is a good point. I am out of time on it, but it is a very, very good point that you would expect a dedicated car park to be there. Your opinions are welcome. News is next.